All right, welcome to this add-on sidebar to the Global Reset Survival Guide. This is about how do you make economic decisions about what's important to purchase first? Because throughout the course, I've made recommendations on a lot of things. Some are really, really critical and maybe not that much money, but other things sound important. But, you know, a pair of night vision binoculars, for example, can run you $7,000 or $8,000. That's not a small amount of money. So given the fact that you have a limited budget, but you need certain things, you might wonder, well, what should you get first? How do you prioritize these purchases? So here's my answer on that. First, you absolutely need a pistol and a rifle just for self-defense. You're going to need those two, and you're going to need some form of night vision observation. But remember, you can start with a Psionics Sport camera for $299. So for just a few hundred bucks, you can be able to view things at night without spending $8,000 on a night vision binocular setup. I tend to tell people to acquire a little bit of each thing in all the major categories and then go back around and acquire a little bit more of each thing. So for example, I would say first get a pistol, get a rifle, and obviously some basic amount of ammo for each, you know, a couple hundred rounds for each of those. Get the Psionics Sport night vision. It's not really a night vision, but it's a low light camera. Get some storable food, like a 1 month supply of food. Get a water filter, just a water filter. It could be a camping filter. It could be $99. And get a good flashlight. You know, get one good radio, like the Baofeng UV5R radio, for example, which is only $25 or something. Now that you've got these basics covered, go back around. Add another pistol, you know, maybe a backup pistol, or add another rifle. Maybe save up and get a PVS-14, which will cost you around $3,000. Or if you can't afford that, move on and get another month's supply of food. You know, add to your food stockpile. Maybe get another backup water filter. Maybe have one gravity water filter and then another water filter that's a pump style that's more portable and filters more quickly, you know, but you have to pump it. And then come back around, get a hunting rifle. You know what I mean? Invest in some good optics. So you keep spiraling through the categories and you add to each category piece by piece. You don't want to be overbalanced where you have like 10 guns, but no food. You know what I'm saying? That's not a good prepper, right? Or you've got 10 guns, but no night vision. I'd rather have just one good rifle and a good set of night vision than to have 10 rifles and no night vision. To me, I think that night vision should be pretty high on the list. And again, the company I recommend for that is readymaderesources.com. Bob Griswold runs that company, and he can get you squared away on night vision. He knows his stuff. Well, I don't know how much he talks about his background, actually, so I'm not going to say. I don't know what he wants people to know, but I'll just tell you, he's traveled the world. He's been in some interesting places. Just put it that way. Yeah, he's worked for some interesting bosses, and he knows what he's talking about. So you know, that's the short answer. And then you might say, well, what about storing gold and silver? Same thing. You get a little bit of silver squared away as you're doing these other things. You just make steady progress in each category over time. That's how I've done my prepping. And that's how I've ended up over the years, because I've been prepping for 25, 30 years, maybe 25 to 30 years is how long I've been prepping. And over those years, I've gathered a lot of interesting things. Just for example, I have a PVS-7, or I used to. I actually gave it away. I gave it to somebody who needed it more than me. It's a night vision device. It's a monocular that's a head-mounted system with lenses that cover both eyes. So it's not binocular vision, it's monocular vision. But probably when I bought it years ago, it was $3,500. And I know I've had that over 20 years. And it just came down to where someone I knew didn't have the money, but they needed night vision and they're good patriotic Americans. So I gave it to them. And, you know, I'm blessed with enough resources to be able to do that. And I've given food to people. I've given water filters to people. I do give a lot of stuff away. That's how I kind of recycle my preparedness stuff. I mean, I don't give guns away because that's obviously not necessarily legal. Well, I guess it could be legal depending on who you're giving it to, but I don't give guns away. But other equipment, I do give it away. I give food away and so on. So that's how I do it. I add new things to my stockpile, so to speak. And then if something is obsolete, I give it away. I also gave away a Psyonix sport camera to a group that would put it to good use. That's all I'll say. It's a group that would put it to good use, a very patriotic group. And so they can use it for night observation. And now you may not have the spare money to be able to give this kind of stuff away. You might be scrambling just to get some of it for yourself, which is fine. Just do it a little bit at a time, piece by piece. And the other thought in this is, if the world doesn't end when you think it was going to, because we really don't know the timelines that well on this. We could take educated guesses, but we don't really know. And when things do collapse, there's not going to be much of a warning. It's going to be all of a sudden. But the thing is, you may have more time to prepare than you think. And so it's about that steady preparedness with your food supplies. It's also about rotating your food. You know, you buy new food, you eat your old food. You rotate that stock system, FIFO, first in, first out. You know, you can be living off your old supplies while you're actually bringing in new supplies. And that's how you can stretch your budget more. Instead of always spending money on something that you're not using, you could be buying food but eating your old food, and that way you're going to have a grocery bill anyway, and everybody's got to eat. So that way you can put your money into new storage and not waste it or have it sitting around. But I think the number one thing that people really need to do and come to grips with is get your money out of the stock market. Put it into this gear. I know a lot of people who are like, no, that's my retirement fund. I'm not going to touch that. And they'll have a retirement fund of $100,000, and then they'll scream about having to spend $8,000 on a night vision setup. You know, your stocks are going to be worthless. You should sell, you know, $20,000 in your stocks, buy the night vision, buy a couple of rifles, buy the stuff you need. That's going to be way better than anything in the stock market. I found that most people actually do have the money. They just don't want to spend it. They're penny pinchers on preparedness gear, and that can get you killed. So, you know, the real answer here is not so much the priorities of what to buy first, but just having a mindset of understanding that everything you have in a bank account, everything in savings, everything in the stock market, it's all going to disappear anyway. You're going to be left with zilch. So you might as well buy the gear now, because when the collapse comes, you'll have the gear. And everybody who thought they were getting rich trading on the Robinhood platform, they thought they were going to be millionaires in the stock market, they're totally wiped out. And they've got no gun, no ammo, no night vision, no radio, no water filter. They're screwed. Guess who's the real wealthy person at the end of all of this? It's you who prepared. You know, what's the value of a handgun in a collapse? Well, it's infinite value almost. I mean, you can't put a price on it. What's the value of having spare ammo? You can't put a price on it. So get your priorities straight now and sell your stocks. I mean, that's my advice. Sell your stocks, buy preparedness gear. I don't think I have any money in stocks at all. I mean, there might be a few dollars somewhere left over, some account I forgot to close 10 years ago or something like that. But I don't intentionally have any money in any stocks whatsoever, period. None. Zip. You might find that surprising. I think a lot of people would. I don't own any stocks because I know they're going to be worth zero. What I own, things like binocular night vision equipment, really good rifles, long-range sharpshooting rifles, good optics, laser rangefinders, things like that. That's what I own. To me, that's my investment. That's worth more than any stock share. That's worth more than thinking you own part of Apple or Amazon because you log into a screen and it digitally tells you, you own X shares of Amazon. It's all fake. It's all fiction. My rifle's real. The ammo is real. It's physical. It exists in the real world. So that's my advice. Not just prioritize what to buy first, but prioritize what to invest in. Invest in your life, and that will pay dividends big time in the end.